Father, they're yours. They've raised their hands, they've made their consecration. And no matter how little the gift is, you're here to receive the smallest of gifts. And they give themselves to you just the way they were. They want to be a member of that great body without a blemish, without a wrinkle. And they're now consecrated to you, Father. I pray that you'll keep them from the things of the world as long as they live. Through Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now go to your seats rejoicing and being happy that Christ takes you at your word. I do believe while they're going down, there's a lady sitting here in a wheelchair and a man, I believe, and they're talking through their hands, no doubt, but what they're here to be prayed for. Will you all bow your heads and let me go down and pray for them? Now, brother, that you can speak to them there in the wheelchair and what they are. See? Now, just say to them this. The Lord Jesus Christ so loves you that He is willing now to heal you. If there was anything that I could do otherwise than pray, I would do it. But He has answered my prayer so many times for people like you who are suffering, and has healed them. My heart has gone out to you since I've been standing here. As I look at the lady, and I think of my mother that just went to meet God a few days ago. She perhaps is somebody's mother. I'll pray for her. I want you to believe, sister and brother, that God will hear our prayer. And He'll answer. And from this very hour, I want you to believe that the work is done. Now, to the rest of the audience out here, was anybody else come to be prayed for? Some sick people or something? Someone to be prayed? Lady here, somebody over there. All right, you come out around the altar here. I'll just be glad to be here. Now, how many can remember here, a long time ago, about 14 years ago, down at Brother Outlaw's church. Anybody remember Brother Outlaw's church? I was down there about 14 years ago. Brother Garcia and those down in there. Remember how I bring the people up? Across the world, time after time. Discerning spirit. I take you to word and order tonight. Did you ever see one time it failed? Never. Of the thousands of times that every time was perfectly exactly right. Is that right? Now, all that knows that that's true, raise up your hands. Be in the meeting here. What did he say? What he says comes to pass and hear it. Now, visions doesn't heal people. Visions only vindicates the presence of God. See, now I think that we really know that now. But the way I did then was just pray. There was a lady here that used to be out somewhere here in Phoenix. Her name was Sister Hattie Waldrop, I believe it was. Yes, she had cancer. Her husband was a plumber. And they're usually in the meeting. I don't know where she's here tonight or not. I remember that she was in the meeting and they said she died, and she looked like it in the line. I remember of the cancer in the heart, and the doctor here sent the x-rays and so forth to show. That's been about 14 years ago. She's living now. I remember calling to pray for a little crippled, red-headed boy. The Lord healed him, made him well. So many things, just so many. It's just innumerable. I say this with Christian sincerity. I suppose if I could write down every instant that's taken place that I have seen Christ do since I've been a minister, I couldn't pile a volume of books that high. I have witness of doctor's statements of five people being pronounced dead, laid out dead, and come back to life again. Many that claim the dead, and I couldn't say that. I wouldn't say it unless there's some way to prove it, you see, and to know it. But seeing him after being dead for hours, days. Well, the little Mexican baby down here in Mexico City had been dead for, but died that morning at 9 o'clock, and it was 10-something that night. The doctor signed the statement. Baby died with pneumonia. Had been dead all that time. And stand out in the rain, that poor little Mexican mother. I never did one thing but just put my hands on the baby. I saw a vision, laid my hands on the baby, started kicking and squealing. And the Christian businessman packed an article of it not long ago, or something about it in the businessman's voice about raising up the dead. Now, it can be done. But what, if I tell you what, let me say to the members of this church here, and I'll say it to any member's church, you consecrate this church to God and all of its members. See? Consecrate it to God. Every one of you with a holy life before God. Watch what will take place. When that church binds itself and starts praying, see, the prayers of those people begin to go up before God. He will not turn it down. That's right. Now, I'm just one, which will be many of you here praying. And divine healing doesn't lay with any certain person. It's sincere hearts that pray to God. And it's sincere people who receive it. I realize there's gifts sent to the church that have faith. And I realize that my ministry of crossing the nations and just taking, just bringing a few people up and showing visions and combing it down. And those who pass through prayer lines of other men and so forth, they come in and have to stop. And maybe there's something back in that person's life. And many of you here see it right on the platform. Sin called, secrets of their hearts and things, and told out the reason they couldn't be healed. But through that, by just getting that few, cause just a few, and then my strength's gone, see? And then you understand that. It's scriptural. And how to, then there's been a many a mother with a little baby out there I didn't even get to pray for, see? Many a sick person I didn't get to pray for. I think it's known well enough now that everybody ought to know that I've told you the truth, see? That it's the truth. And I'm just going to pray for the sick people and ask God to heal them. Now, I believe that everyone that we pray for will get well. Now, if there's anything in your lives, people are standing here, let me ask you this. If you're not a Christian, you become a Christian. You give your heart to Christ standing right where you are. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, don't cease praying till God has filled you with the Holy Spirit. If you're doing anything wrong in a Christian, stop doing it. Stop doing it. Check your life up. Live for Christ. I'm going to pray and ask God. Now, one morning at some breakfast or either some night, I want to tell you something happened. Just I left the field and went back to pray and fast to see what it was. And something I've always longed, it happened. So it's nothing out of fantastic. I don't go for that stuff. It's got to be thus saith the Lord by the Lord. See, we have too much of this here touch, feel, and everything like that now. Superstitions and so forth. Let's get away from that stuff. Let's come right back to God. We want the Holy Spirit. I believe that God sends people to pray for sick. And I'm one of the humbles. I'm one of the little ones that He sent. And I want give my prayer for you tonight to be healed. You believe, and I want these brothers here and sisters all over the building to join with me in prayer. And just let, I believe we start right along here, let somebody walk right up to the pulpit and then let them walk off or back the way it is. That'll be fine. Somebody, Billy, some of you help me just pray. Yeah, pray just right here, this lady right here. You don't have to start any certain one. Just, yes. I'm afraid to let them, if they could, let them come down. Can you come down that way, brother? All right. Now we're just a little late, but you all bear me record just a minute to pray. I know a sister here. I believe she's a member of Brother Outlaw's church. How's he getting along? Fine. And been saved. I can't call your name, but Bagby, Sister Bagby. I ought to know you. You've been nice to me, Sister Bagby. And wasn't you the one that Brother Outlaw taken me to pray for in the hospital when I first come here years ago? Was it something like a, what'd you have, diabetes or
TB in the throat?
TB in the throat. And he's still living for the glory of God. Well, that's fair. He's still the same God tonight. Just the same as he was. We may have changed, but he hasn't. Now, whatever your trouble is, you take it away. If you believe it, will you believe it? I ask the church to pray with me. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hands upon this sister, in the name of Jesus Christ, may God heal her. I pronounce this blessing for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Yes.
I believe you. You believe that God will make you well if we pray for you and you get well. And if you are a Christian, we'll give all the thanks and praise to you. But when we pray for you now, you're going home to be well. That settles it forever.
Praise God.
Our Heavenly Father, along with this church, that's many of them have just rededicated their lives. Father, I pray that you'll heal our sister in the name of Jesus Christ. Not only my prayers, but just look everywhere with deep sincerity. We're not really mean this from our heart. You're going to be here. You will believe the same thing, won't you? Our Heavenly Father, with humbleness of spirit, and God, forgive our untrue hearts. Make us pure, Lord, as we lay hands on the sick people, because it's pronouncing something that was asked to be done by God. And just help these poor people, Father. I lay hands upon sister in Jesus' name and ask for it.
Praise God.
God bless you, sister. Would you just a moment, the lady sincerely confesses. She says she has a spirit on her of high temper. And we realize that that's not nice, but sister, not only you, but there's plenty of us. But maybe some might not be as honest to confess it, but he that will confess his sins, he that will hide his sins will not prosper, but he that will confess his sins shall have mercy. So I pray, Heavenly Father, by laying hands on sister, that this temper will leave her, may it never bother her again, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless you, sister. My brother, you believe he's going to go to grant the request? Oh. God bless you, brother. Maybe that sea being nervous might cause a heart to flap. Our Heavenly Father, realizing that we never know what time our heart's going to stop. Might any minute. And brother has heart trouble, and with the temper that caused him to fly into tantrums. Oh, that devil would like to take him to a premature grave. But I, as your servant, along with all these other servants tonight, we ask that in the name of Jesus Christ that the temper will leave him and the heart will be well and will be true to Christ all the days of his life and be well to serve him. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you, brother. I believe it's all over. Praise the Lord. How do you do it? You believe it? He will grant your request. Our Heavenly Father, we bring our brother to you under the name of the Lord Jesus. Bring him as it was under the cross and pointing him up. Look at those wounds there. Watch that blood as it drips out of his side and across his face. The Son of God dying that we might be cleansed from all of our sins and sickness. Grant it to our brother. Through Jesus' name, I offer this prayer. Amen. I believe it's over, don't you, brother? How do you do, brother? You believe now this is going to be the night? It's all going to be over from the night. You're going to be well. Our Heavenly Father, as holding a hand of our brother, from this night henceforth, may his request be granted. He be well and live for you all the days of his life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it's going to be all. How do you do, brother? This is the hour that's all over. Make your decision now. Our Heavenly Father, as brother said, amen. This is the time the decision is made right here in the presence of Christ. Amen. May it be finished from this night on. In the name of Jesus Christ, may we heal.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Bless you, my Lord. Think it's over.
Amen.
How do you do, sister? Oh, may I have your handkerchief to go? That's all right. That's all right. There's something, another little token. I might say it is soil, but I imagine that the garments that they wore in the old days. What about Jesus? He had one garment. He probably had to sleep in it, live in it. But look what it wrapped up.
Amen. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, our precious husband is named Crippled. And here's his companion standing here tonight with a little cloth in her hand. And he's crippled. I pray, Father, that you'll be merciful and at the prayer of this church that's gathered together here, these that are sojourning in Phoenix, in the different parts of the countries that's represented here tonight, our prayers will be heard. And when this cloth is put up on the man, may the power of God bring him back to normal life again. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, it has been asked. Now, let it be done.
You do it.
How do you do it for me? Well, get your handkerchief, Ms. Kilburn. Now, you're perhaps very sick. Do you want to tell your trouble or just the arthritis? That's 20-something years. There's a man sitting right behind me by the name of Brother Ed Hooper. He was so bad with this over here in Phoenix one time, they had to keep his hands on pillows, wasn't it, Brother Ed? And he was dying almost of this that afternoon, or may I understand the story? And he told his wife he thought he was going down. And he looked and he see Christ on the cross or something, his father or something. And he was so healed so he could, there he sits right here. Brother Hooper, she just wants to see you. That, raise your hands right there. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, the man present, let us know that you're the healer. We lay hands upon sister. This little consecrated, humble prayer we offer for her healing, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for his glory. Amen. I will believe it. Be open.
Yours indeed needs to have with her. God bless you.
How do you do, sister? Our sister suffers since her husband died 3 years ago with diabetes and arthritis. She believes that God will heal her. We believe the same thing. Heavenly Father, with hands laid up on her now, may she return back to the church with many of the others, just thanking God that it's all over and gone. We ask this to be so, Father, in our humble prayer, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, my sister. You believe now. How do you do this? You believe it tonight will be the end of it, and you can accept him now as your healer. Oh, precious God, a prayer of faith shall save the sick, and God shall raise him up. We think of our Lord. I journeyed here on earth and ministered to the sick and the many things he did. I pray for our sister in the name of Jesus Christ, in the commission that was granted to us as ministers. We offer this prayer for her healing.
Amen.
Amen. Just believe it's all done. Now, all the faith you have, but right with it, it'll come to pass. How you do, brother? On the basis of his word, it can be finished right here. Heavenly Father, grant this request of our brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, may he be healed. Bless you, brother. How do you do, sister? Are you prepared now and ready to receive his healing? And as we ask, you see, but that nothing in the way that we keep him from pouring out his spirit. Our Heavenly Father, as I lay hands upon our sister, seeing you heal the people, I pray and believe with all my heart that you'll grant her request. In Jesus Christ's name.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, sister. You know, I just want to say this, Father, coming up. I never could understand why just before even I become Pentecostal, I used to just go and pray for the people. They just get well. I don't know. There's nothing I would have to do about it. It's just believing in them. I just offer prayer, and the first thing, look, people be well. That's the way anyone does. We just offer prayer and believe it. They just get well. That's all we see. How many's been healed by divine healing? Oh, you see, you can tell you're amongst Pentecostals and full gospel people, and hands, they believe that.
Yes.
Don't you see why the Lord is zealous of you? Not to try to hurt you, but to try to, you know, bring us into that place without a spot or wrinkle. I hope you don't get angry with me for bringing words of that out of the Bible. I do it in tolerance of good faith towards God.
Amen.
This is the hour for it to happen to you, isn't it, sister? It's got to happen, see, because He promised it. Our Heavenly Father, bless our sister.
Amen.
As I lay my hands up on her, and by faith, every Christian in here puts your hands up. This church praying, we ask for the sickness and affliction to leave her in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Lord. Amen.
That's what He promised us. How do you do, sister? You believe the night is the night for it. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let this be the finishing touch this hour, that she'll be made well in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, my sister. It'll be over from tonight. How do you do, sister? This is the hour for your healing. All right, sir. Our Heavenly Father, I bring our sister before you in the name of the Lord Jesus and offer this prayer in her behalf, that she'll be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. See, it isn't only my prayer. Everybody in here is praying, see, all at one time. And we are aware that God's presence.
Yeah.
We know that. He has to be. See. He promised. We go believe. How do you do, sister? This is the hour for it, isn't it? Our Heavenly Father, let it be settled for her from tonight on. May she leave this church tonight happy, rejoicing, knowing that it's finished. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.
How do you do, sister? This is the night for your healing. This is the time right now before the Bible and the church and Christ. Heavenly Father, among the ministers, among the laymen, all the saints of God, the angels, and the Holy Spirit, in the commission of Jesus Christ, that these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. So we claim it finished for our sister tonight, her healing, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, my sister. We will do the same thing for you, brother. You will believe it. Our Heavenly Father, He said, He believes, so it must be done, Father. That's what You said. These signs shall follow them that believe, and He believes. So we thank You for His healing, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's good. You know how to accept it. Believe. How do you do, brother? This is going to be the night of the healing. Just leave it lay here and walk away. Our Heavenly Father, we bring our brother to You in Jesus' name for his healing. He's going to leave it right here, Lord, and the enemy will have to leave him. He'll be made free again in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So good. How do you do? You believe Jesus is going to heal you here tonight? Our Heavenly Father, as this child comes to receive her healing, we, the church, offer our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ for her healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
It's all over. That's what you do. It's all going to be over for tonight, I believe. Our Heavenly Father,
thank you, Lord.
The people are believing. They believe they would be walking across the platform here. They're sick. They know what to do. They're trained. They know that this is the hour that they make their final decision, and they come for that confirmation. These signs shall follow them that believe. Now lay hands upon her in Jesus' name. So shall she be. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Brother Brandon, it has been for you 50 years while I've been dead.
Is that?
That's true. At Brother Reed's service, Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Jonesboro, Arkansas. Many years ago. What was your trouble, sister?
Well, I had a garter. I don't really remember that, but I had a garter. It had some, and stout like this. And it affected my heart. And that morning, the joy of my people, Jehovah's Witness. That morning I said, he's just a prophet of the devil. But I went out to my garden. God spoke to me. He said, Catherine, if you go to Brother Brand tonight, you'll be healed.
Amen.
And I went back in the house and I told them all. I said, if I go tonight, God spoke to me, I'll be healed. And we were just going to please her. They went with me and the joy of my people in our Pentecostal.
Praise the Lord. Could you hear the testimony?
Praise God.
Wait, just a minute, sister. I repeat it. At Jonesboro, Arkansas, it's been some about 14, 15 years ago, she had a big garter hung out on her neck, and she was a Jehovah Witness. And that morning, when she'd heard about our service up there for the Lord, she said, I was a prophet of the devil. And she went out in the garden to pray, and the Lord spoke to her and said, go up there and she'd be healed. And the Lord healed her. She has an old garter. And her people, which were Jehovah Witness, most all of them are Pentecostal tonight. Now, if he can make that nice Christian woman's neck smooth like that, he can heal you, can he? He sure can. Our Heavenly Father, with hands laid upon our brother, we ask for his healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. He's just the same for you as he would be for her. Is that right? Our Heavenly Father, a simple little prayer with simple faith. Oh, I'm so glad, Lord, you make it simple so that I can understand it. Just accept you. And Father, I pray that you'll heal him and make him well in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
How do you do, sister?
My operation,
650
be taken out.
Right,
and it gives me so much trouble. I can't use my arm
to
good, you know.
I see where you breathe, too, I guess.
Yes,
that's such an awful thing.
I can't breathe because my lungs collapsed, you know, on my side.
That's suffering, saying that.
Yes, and it put pressure on my heart.
There's no reason for her to suffer any longer, is there?
Amen.
See, the doctors just perhaps operated and they've taken the ribs out of her lung and probably gave her a pneumothorax treatment and collapsed the lung. And the lady's suffering, and you come believing that Christ will heal you, and you want to spend all your life for him in service to do for him. Then, Christians, I think we have a right to bring this lady before Christ to heal him. Let us pray, all of us. Our Heavenly Father, our sister comes in humble adoration tonight, knowing that her doctor has done all that he could do. He tried hard, but still it won't heal up. But thou art the healer. Let her be healed, Father. We commit her to you, that you will heal her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, sister. Be healed now. I believe it'll heal up and you'll be all right.
Amen.
How do you do, sister? Do you believe it will heal you tonight?
Yes, but, you know.
All right. He'll do it, or if you just believe him, he will. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, the lady comes believing. She said she don't even know what's wrong with her, but he knows. Whatever it is, Lord, she wants to get rid of it. She knows it's of the enemy. I pray that you'll grant her request in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Bless you, sister. You go believing with all your heart. How do you do, sister? You believe that tonight will be the settling time? I was thinking the lady from Arkansas just testifying. I remember along the line, I'll never forget it, there. A lady holding a handkerchief, I thought she was weeping. And when she tuck it down, actually she had no nose. Cancer had eaten her nose off. And her son was an exterminator over at Texarkana. And I prayed for her. The very next meeting, a lovely woman standing there looking. She looked very young and looking at me. She said, don't you remember me? And I said, I don't believe I do. And the boy started kind of weeping and looking. It was that lady. She had a new nose that grew back on her. I know that sounds unreasonable. And I wouldn't want to say something that wasn't right. So we shouldn't do that. We should be dead earnest when we say these things. But I looked at the lady who was standing there with no nose, and then a few weeks after I met her again, she had a nose. And she said the cancer just quit eating, and after a while it just started like something growing back, and there she had a nose again. It was so wonderful to see how he could do it. Now, he that can do that could heal you, couldn't he, sister? It's not the question of his power to do it, his willingness. And I would like to say this to you, sister, as a martyr, that both of us has to stand like this in His presence someday. He's already did it. He could just get you to believe it. And there's a little act like to be a Christian, to be baptized and so forth like that. You believe it, and I'll pray for you. You'll get well, sister. Now, all the church pray with me when we pray. Our Heavenly Father, this young lady standing here and in the presence of God, I lay my hands up on her and ask for her healing. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Let it be done somehow. This is a sweet thing coming for her 95-year-old mother with cataracts. Our Heavenly Father, as she stands, see, she said for her mother, well stricken in age with cataracts, we pray for her mother. Oh God, this church offers our prayer for her mother's healing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Don't doubt. Your sister dear. Is it gonna be fit? Can you believe it? He'll be finished. Yet? Our Heavenly Father, with hands laid upon her, for a finished work to be completed. May it be so in her now. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Bless you, sister. My brother, be believing now with all your heart.
Amen.
Father God, we bring this young man to you here. Lay hands upon him in the name of the Lord Jesus. May the finished work of Christ at Calvary be completed in him.
Amen.
By healing him.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Bless you, brother. Be it over tonight.
Amen.
How do you do, sister? We go believe it's going to be finished tonight. God's going to complete it right here.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, just it has been written, now it will be spoke, then it must be done. Let it be so in our sister's body. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
We believe it now with all of our heart. She'd be all right.
Amen.
Broken neck?
No, bad joint.
Bad joint. Oh,
awesome.
Pain all the time. Misery. Well, sister, now each one of us, you're Christians, all of us, we just imagine how we feel with that on us. Now, what if it's just vice versa, the lady was praying for me? Or what if she was praying for you? Now, how she's in misery all the time. Now, how you'd want someone to be real honest, sincere, and dead earnest about that? If it was me, I would. And I'd do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I, every one of you, just hold this faith in like a real church, say, as we are. Say, Father God, take the misery from our sister. Our Heavenly Father, may she come back bringing this peace that's around her neck, knowing she don't have to wear it no more. That has been finished by Jesus Christ. As the church prays and asks this blessing, answer these Christians, Lord. They've consecrated their lives to you. In Jesus' name, may that she be healed. Amen. Let it be over. Stop. More hurt no more. You'll be all right. Brothers, it be finished now. Settle it forever. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, grant the healing of our brother.
Praise God.
We ask this for the glory of God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, my brother. Be finished from now on. Lord, this little woman that stands here tonight, let the work of the Lord Jesus be performed in her body. For by His stripes we were healed. We ask for this blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Finish now.
Amen.
How do you do? You believe Jesus is going to make you well tonight? The asthma, Jima. That's a mean old thing, isn't it?
That's right.
Brother William, sure, brother, a Christian businessman. He had a males just give him up with asthma. Said he'd never gain any more weight or anything. He come by up there about pretty near a year ago, I believe, up Tabernacle one night and went out and prayed for him. The Lord made him well. I guess he's gained, he said he couldn't gain any more weight, would never be able to gain any more weight. He's gained 32 pounds.
When you were in Phoenix about 10, 11 years old, my youngest daughter was instantly healed in the service with an asthmatic. We nearly lost her. She had pneumonia 14 times.
You hear that, honey?
God,
it's late. Is she here now?
She's right there. The third one from the
end. Little lady here with, oh yes. I see this.
She's five coast to coast.
You hear that? Now look, Jesus healed that when she was probably smaller than you.
Yes.
Little, and she had pneumonia and everything just taking it so bad. And look, Jesus loves.
Amen.
He loves you. And he, look, how nice she looks, seem well. Now you can help me too. Let's pray now. Heavenly Father, laying our hands upon the little girl, we ask that the asthma leave her and she'll be made well. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You go and your Lord get over it and be well and testify like that lady did for her. How do you do, sister? You believe the Lord Jesus to heal you? Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you will heal this little girl also. May her testimony be like the sister just said. From coast to coast, may she praise God for the goodness of healing. Amen. Bless you, sister. How do you do, sister? This is the time for your healing now. Our Heavenly Father, as the lady comes sincerely, believing that this will be the hour of her deliverance, may it be so, Father, as we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Bless you, sister. May it be over from now on. No more thinking of it. How do you do, sister? I know that sounds rude, say no more thinking of it, but I don't mean it in that way. I mean it. It's just, it's a finished work. It's already done.
That's right.
That's right. And you believe it, he'll make it? Oh, well. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you will heal our sister and make her well.
Thank you.
We lay hands on her in Jesus' name, asking for her healing. Amen. Let it be finished in your mind, settle it. It'll be all right. How do you do, son?
I've got
an arrow
in my stomach.
Your stomach. You believe Jesus will make you well, son? It's your son. You believe that he will do it for you? I know. It sounds, well, you know the testimony. What the Lord has did in his church in the last days, far beyond what our little brother has with him.
Yes.
He's God who can create. He can work. Like, look. If a stalk of wheat's coming up and a clod falls on it and it defects that wheat and makes it turn the other way, then the wheat is not growing right. But remove that clod, then the wheat will grow. Well, Satan did something evil here, but the prayer of faith can cast him away, then it will right. You do that. Now let us pray for this precious boy here. Heavenly Father, yet let the power of God heal our brother. May there be such a change in this boy that the mother will be so elated over the next few hours. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Believe in you. My sweet boy. God bless you. Honor you. Heavenly Father, our brother confesses of the high blood pressure. I pray that you are healing, Lord. May it leave him tonight. May, when he gets his next checkup or whatever it is, the doctor say, why, you're back normal again. Down in his heart, he'll be thankful, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll gladly do it, my brother. Heavenly Father, is Father of Earth here is ill. He's got a handkerchief here, wants to lay it up on his daddy. Oh, God, I pray that you'll honor the faith of his son and will heal his father in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, my brother. May God grant every bit, and I believe he will. This is going to be over now, one. something right now on us, we'll leave. Our Heavenly Father, as we, your church, pray for our sisters, their condition, may the power of God heal her and make her well. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Bless you now, sister. Ask and it shall be given. How do you do, sister? Is he going to make you well for tonight? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you will heal our sister, making her well. She comes and says she believes that it will be so. So be it then, Father. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. How do you do, sister? This is the hour of deliverance. Our Heavenly Father, these humble people walk across the platform believing that you will heal their sickness. They've heard so much said, and faith cometh by hearing. Hearing testimonies which we overcome by the blood of the Lamb in our testimony. I pray that you'll heal our sister and make her well through Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Leave it right there. Brother dear, and this is going to be the hour, it's going to be over. Is that right? Our Heavenly Father, I bring him to you with this church. Their prayers of all these faithful ministers and deacons and elders and lay members. All the Holy Spirit in our midst bearing record of his word. They shall lay hands on the sick. They will recover. You promised it, Father. Now heal his eyes and make him well. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, my brother. Let it be over for tonight now. How do you do, sister? You believe it will be over from now on? Our Heavenly Father, may it be over for our sister from this night on. May she be healed for the glory of God. Amen. Bless you, sister. Believe now with all your heart. Believe it's over. How do you do? The baby? Oh, my. That's too bad. You're a mighty pretty little girl. Jesus is going to make you well now. My Heavenly Father, with my hands up on this little child, feeling down in my heart, what if it was Sarah, my daughter? It's someone's daughter. And I pray, Father, that you will heal the little girl from this allergy and may these attacks leave her. May she be well in Jesus' name. In Christ. Now you're going to get over it. You believe that, sir? How do you do, brother? We'll make it over from tonight. Is that right? Father God, I pray that in Jesus' name that you'll heal our brother. Make him well. May it be finished right now in his life. Everything finished. That he'll have faith, undoubting faith in his heart. He'll be well in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless your heart. Heavenly Father, his mother, 83 years old and suffering with heart and asthma, grant, Lord, that when this little token is laid up on her, may she get well. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, brother, and your mother. Let it be over from right now on, sister. That be the past. We'll see the future coming on. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal this, our sister. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. How do you do, brother? It'll be over from now on. Our Heavenly Father, I pray for our brother that you will heal his body and make him well. May it be over from this hour on in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Bless you. Have it prayed over. Well, I'd gladly do that, brother. You believe with me now that she's going to get well. Our Heavenly Father, the lovely lady somewhere that's waiting this handkerchief to be laid up on her, we send it to her for her healing in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Now, there's a lady sitting here that can't get up, and one over here, and a man too. I'm going down to pray for them. Now you all pray with me, will you? Thank you.
him.
The lump that you had in your breast is gone and the pain is gone.
Isn't that wonderful? To remove that lump and take the pain away from the woman who couldn't even hear the message. See? She's over there praising God. If a woman that's both deaf, dumb, and blind can praise God for taking a cancer off of her, surely we who are in health as we are tonight could give God praise for it. Don't you think so? Let's just kind of shake each other's hands when we say, Jesus, grant that whoever this lays upon me to be healed for the glory of God. Isn't he wonderful? I tell you, this I just like this way. I like God. I love him with all my heart. He's my Savior. Tomorrow night, I think the next service is at Tempe, Arizona with Brother... Groomer, Brother Groomer, up at the Assembly of God, is it? The Assembly of God at Tempe, Full Gospel. Yes, it's been announced, I think. All right. Now, you love him real well? Amen. It's wonderful. Now, I turn the service now to a brother, the pastor, someone to be prayed for just a moment.
Go ahead.
Why, I gladly do it, my precious brother. I have a sick wife. Been sick for 2 years. Now, let's just believe, Father. I know the world might look down upon this and say, I don't believe that. What about the lady who testified a few minutes ago and had that garter on her neck up there?
Thank you.
What about, see, these people that's... Little girl here, a young little woman now, there was that asthma and everything in her condition. Look, what all that we know to be true. See, he got to his wife too. Let's pray. Lord Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
A sick wife.
Hallelujah.
I pray that this cloth laid up on her will be a token of this meeting tonight and the Word of God. And may she be healed for your glory. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Brother, I'm not going to tell you this. 13 years ago, you were down here in Fishville. I sat back in the congregation. God told me, if I'd go up to him, you're drunk, I'd be healed. The devil said, don't go. You get in front of somebody else. You got up and said, there's somebody in this building. But he come and take me, been healed. I turned around and said to the Lord, brother, I said, I'm a feller.
Bless his heart. Let's pray. Heavenly Father.
God, I pray.
God, I pray that you are bringing
the bottom of the hallelujah. I come to bring you glory to God.
Great this, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You did it now. You fulfilled it after 13 years.
You know, I would run ahead.
One night or one of the breakfasts somewhere, I want to tell you something happened just a few weeks ago. That's losing my mother and praying, going into the woods and putting on this insulated underwear to get into the cave in the wintertime. Zero weather out there, and out there for days after day and night after night, living before God till he came down and spoke to me. Yes, sir. Sure that I was positive. It must be. I got to be sure what I'm talking about because I've got souls that believe in me, and I've got souls that believe that I'm telling them the truth, that God sent me, and God's obligated to stand behind his word and back that up, and he'll do it. Yes, sir. If he sends you, he'll vindicate that he sent you. Just exactly. Amen. I believe that, don't you? Amen. I know he's here right now. Amen. Something is pouring all over me right now. I know that we're sitting tonight in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You believe it?
Amen.
I'm going to change my mind. I ain't changed my mind, but God's changed it for me. Amen. I don't see a person that I know in here. Unless it would that be this lady sitting right here. This lady there. I believe she just prayed for last night. All the sick, raise up your hand. All that don't know me and knows I don't know anything about you, I mean, raise up your hand. Or it's just everywhere, I guess. That's right. If God, that same God. Amen. Here's a challenge. Look at that. People you don't know, never seen. If you're sick, God knows you're sick. If your heart broke, he knows your heart broke. If you sin, he knows you've sinned. Talk of a miracle. Now it take the power of Almighty God to come down and to prove that he's the same God that always has been and still be God.
Yes.
If he'll do that at least three times in this building, right now, twice or three times as a confirmation, I don't know whether he will or not. But I see a clock getting 9:30. I know a prayer line, that many people are running us up here about 11:30, and I know Brother Norm is driving all the way down yonder, 100 and something miles to Tucson, different ones, and tomorrow night I got 10 or 12 services yet, maybe 15 yet to preach. I believe it right now. If you believe it with me, that we're in heavenly places. Let me ask and prove to you that God still is God just as much right here in this building tonight as he was when Abraham talked to him down there in that body of flesh. Remember, that flesh, I don't know what it was. They said a theophany. Ministers tried to say it was a theophany. But how does a theophany eat veal chop? No, sir. A theophany doesn't eat. He is a man in a body of flesh, but yet it was God. What was it a sign of? He said, as it was in the days of Lot and Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And God would come down into human flesh and make himself known, just like he did back there. That was remember, that was the last sign that was given before fire fell and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And this world today, and this nation, and this people has become like a modern Sodom. That's right. And what did he say? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. Eating, drinking, giving in marriage, as it was in the days of Lot. What happened in the days of Lot? What taken place? Look, an angel came down there. An angel's in man form. And this man, with his not knowing Abraham, told him about his conditions and about Sarah and what was going to happen, all about it. And there they found out then that Abraham was convinced that that was God and began to plead for his brother. Is that right? God promised it. No matter, you don't have to be a great cathedral, you don't have to be a thousands in the campaign, or wherever two or three are gathered, I'm in there. If God will prove it tonight, then discern your thoughts. And the Bible said in Hebrews, the fourth chapter, listen close, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. piercing even to the sunder, the marrow of the bone, is that right? And even a discerner of the thoughts of the mind.
Yes, sir.
Is that right? What is the Word of God? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. By His righteous living in His sanctified body, His pure unadulterated blood, He gave it freely for us unclean sinners, and through that God taken His sacrifice and sanctified a church that He might send back His Holy Spirit to continue the works that Jesus did. The works that I do, shall you do also. You believe that? You believe that Jesus Christ is the virgin-born Son of God. You believe that His holy blood was not by man, that we know that the blood cell comes from the male sect in this way. It was God alone who created a blood and brought forth the Son Christ Jesus. And He was the Son of Jehovah God. God dwelt in Him, and then when He gave His life a ransom on the tree, and He washed the sinner that will believe on Him and has taken Him, and a propitiation of our sins has been made, and He's washed us by the water of the Word and has cleansed us, and now we become sanctified, not our goodness but His mercy, that the Holy Spirit might continue the work to the church down through the age to declare Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Amen. That went over three things then, yesterday, today, and forever. Three roles of church. Amen. Let God call from all three roles then. Will you believe it? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, only You alone can do this, but that this people might know, Lord, that the hour is at hand. We may not live till morning. We don't know about that, but we have to meet You. We're sure of that. For man must first die, and after this the judgment. We got to meet God somewhere. And Father God, I have talked tonight that You are still the same God. And the people, Lord, I trust that You will make Yourself so real this way, Father. They've heard preaching. We got some of the finest ministers, I believe, Father, that there is in the world, lives along in this country. And a real holy dedicated man to the service of God in these fine churches throughout this country here. I believe that. They are My brethren. And I come, Lord, among them, even as a stranger one day, and they receive Me. And they've taken Me in. And they love Me. And yet, many times that I have to scold and say things to them, sometimes going along with some organization, denomination, that's getting them off of the beaten path. And I scold them, and still, they're just as sweet and love Me. And I know that they're Your servants, Father. And they know that I don't do that to be nasty. Lord, You never deal with a person like that. Now, Father, to know that the way back is through holiness and through the sanctification of the Spirit and the consecration of lives. Let the people, there may be strangers here tonight. There may be Presbyterian, Methodist, Catholic, a group with us tonight. There may be those who do not believe. And then, Father, just to preach the Word, they have a right to go away maybe and say, my pastor teaches a difference, my priest says different. But, Lord, when they know that the Bible, all denominations know that Hebrews 13:8 said He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now You, Lord, that a little woman touched Your garment one day, pressing through a crowd, and You turned around and said, who touched Me? And everybody denied it, but that great power of God that was in You, the fullness of God. You looked around on the audience till you found the little woman that had the blood issue. And when you told her of it, her blood issue staunched. It stopped. You're the same God. I pray, God, tonight that You'll sanctify these believers in here that's sick. At least one out of each row or more, Lord. Across, back in the back, standing outside, wherever it may be. That somebody will see beyond a shadow of doubt that this is the truth. The Holy Spirit is right. And the Bible is right, and Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I ask this blessing in the name of Jesus Christ and for His glory. Amen. Now to this little waiting audience, I want you to pray just a moment in your hearts, and I want you to look this way. I want you to believe with all your heart that God is in the building. Now, He's in spirit. We all know that God is a... And they that worship Him must Worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, what is the truth? Christ, the Word. The Word is truth. The Spirit is the Holy Spirit. The Word is the truth. And the Holy Spirit gets a hold of the Word of promise and brings it to pass. See, if ye abide in me, my words in you, any promise in there is yours then. If you abide in me and my word in you, then it isn't you, it's the word of promise that's doing it. See it? I hope you do, children. Bless your heart. One of these days we're going to have our last sermon down here. Do you know that? And we're going to move up. And you just say, Father God, Brother Branham knows nothing about me. Maybe you don't even know me. Hey, I don't remember where you are. Just somewhere in the building. Just say, Father God, He knows nothing about me. But let Him speak to me and tell me what my trouble is or something like that. And I'll believe Him. I'll believe Him because the Word then I know is flesh. With He and I together, the contact with God, the Holy Spirit is here. Let Him do. A lady with her hands laying on her lap like that looked up and said, yes, just saying, and she nodded her head. She believed it. You said just the right thing. There's a woman one time, a Ethiopian woman, she was a Gentile. She came to the Lord Jesus and she said, Lord, thou son of David, have mercy on my daughter. Now, he was no son of David to her. She was a Gentile. But it went on like he never noticed her. And she cried after him, and finally he turned around and said, it's not meet for me to take the children's bread and give it to dogs. Oh, would that have made some of us so-called Christians really go up about it, call us a dog? She knew that was true. That's truth, Lord. But the dogs eat the scraps under their master's table. He said, for this same, because you said it, the high blood pressure you got, and heart trouble, if you'll believe it with all your heart, it'll leave you. Will you accept it? See? That was your trouble, wasn't it? I never seen the woman in my life. She's a stranger. Here, let's see another one. Right over from her, a little woman with a green-looking dress on. If God doesn't help that woman, she's going to have to be operated on for a tumor. That's right. Raise up your hand, lady. I've never seen her in my life. But she has a tumor. The weakness and sadness of her heart, if you'll believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, shall perform that operation and take it away from you without an operation of a natural man's hand, you can have what you ask for. Are you convinced? Do you believe? Somebody else in the building, pray. Believe with all your heart. Here's a little lady sitting right here praying. She's got her red checkered-looking jacket on. She's sick and weak. She just got up from pneumonia. That is right. You believe that Jesus Christ will heal you, lady? If you do, raise your hand way up high and say, I accept it.
Praise God.
Sitting right next to her, the man there with the back trouble, you believe that he'll make you well, sir? Then raise up your hand and say, I accept it. You believe? Are you convinced? Then be concerned. Way back towards the back, a little gray-headed woman sitting back there with a little scarf around her neck. She's got arthritis in her hands. She's been praying a long time for that to be healed. You believe that God will heal you, lady? Sitting right there, right straight down here. You believe it? That God will heal the arthritis? You can have what you've asked for, if you believe it. The man next to you that has prostate trouble, if you'll believe it with all your heart, you can be healed. You believe it, sir? You was trying to get her to believe it, and you couldn't make her see it, but God healed you of the prostate trouble when He passed her by. Now, you received your healing. God bless you. It's over. It's gone. There you are. Do you believe? Are you convinced? Then let's be concerned. Are the rest of you concerned? How many is concerned in here? Is there a sinner present? Are you concerned about your destination before we pray for the sick? Are you concerned about your destination? If you are concerned about your destination, why not walk up here and receive Christ when you're right into His presence here at the platform? Come up here. Just come up. Any person that's concerned and knows that they're not right with God, I'm asking you tonight to come right up here at the altar and stand here for prayer. Inside or out, no matter where you are, walk up here. God bless you, lady. That's the way to do it. Is there someone else concerned about where you're going? If you're not sure that you're right and you're concerned, come on. Are you convinced that it's Christ? Are you convinced that at me a man cannot do those things? Are you convinced that God promised to do it in the last day? That's God's Word. Are you convinced of it? I've seen something else happen just then. Praise be to God. They'll find it out. All right. Now, praise God. That's wonderful. Amen. Are you convinced? Do you really believe with all your heart? Somebody here's not sure whether you're right with God or not. Won't you come stand here for a word of prayer just a moment? Come right on up. Now, are you not convinced that you're positive right? Some of you women that still claims the Holy Ghost wearing short hair. You mean to tell me of all this preaching you are not yet convinced when the Bible said what it did about woman with short hair? Huh? And some of you men that still smokes and carries on. Some of you women that wear these clothes and God said it's an abomination to Him. You said the flesh don't make any difference, then why did God raise the flesh of Christ up? What are we supposed to live holy if it don't mean nothing? Sure, it'll come again in the resurrection. Right. If you believe this be the Spirit of God, then it's condemning you. Right. And how are you going to be condemned? The guilty of the least is guilty of the whole. You know to do better. Someone said, as I made a remark last night, someone said to me, Brother Bram, won't you leave off them women? Leave off them men. Quit doing that. He said, people think you're a prophet. I said, I'm no prophet. He said, people claim you to be old. Won't you teach them how to receive spiritual gifts? I said, how can I teach them algebra when they don't even know their ABCs? They don't have common decency enough to clean themselves up and act like Christians. How are you going to tell them spiritual things about heavenly things? Right. Let the Pentecostal church straighten itself up. Get right with God, and I'll prove to you that the Holy Ghost will come right in. The church will be so full of the power of the Holy Ghost, there can't be one member do one sin. The Holy Ghost will call it right out like Ananias and Sapphira. Right. But you can't do it when you won't even take your kindergarten training. Certainly not. Come on up the altar. Like these women have. You mean there's only two women in this bunch? Remember it. It's on your lap, and it's on your hands, and you'll never wash it off.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Let us bow our heads. Come forward. Praise God. As we believe now on Him as we pray. You standing for salvation too, Sonny? Bless your heart, Sonny. Stand right there. As we bow our head, they're bringing some other lady that maybe can't walk or something, coming up to accept salvation for herself. Now we're going to... That's all right. Just let her stand right there. And that's all right, so she don't have to walk to do it. He'll come right to the seat where you are. Let us... She just wants to make... Now, if a woman that can hardly walk and... wiggling around is convinced that the thing is right and ready to come and repent for what she's done that's wrong. What about you women that, and man too, that can stand on your feet and walk good? It'll rise in the day of judgment. Just because we wear the name Pentecost, that don't mean anything.
That's it.
You've got to be born again. When you're born again, you walk in Bible life. You do what the Bible says. Amen. Let us pray now. Heavenly Father, Your presence is here. And oh, how bold it makes us talk when Your presence is here, because we know that it's not us that's speaking, then it's the Holy Spirit. And oh, Father, how it hurts sometimes to hear your own voice say things that you would never say at all. But then how could anyone doubt it being the Holy Spirit as to see Him do the works that He did when He was here in the body of the Lord Jesus and left us the promise that He would do the same works through us, His servants. And now, Father, we're grateful for Him because He come to reprove the world of sin. Sin is unbelief. Those who say that it cannot be done, yet it proves that it is done. And on the scientific record today, we know that You have proven Yourself to be with us by many infallible proofs. Here stands these people standing around the altar tonight after making this call and preaching this message of being convinced and then concerned. They realize that their life has been shallow and they haven't been able to do the things that they wanted to do. And they realize that no fault laid in You, but they realize the fault laid in themselves. So they've come tonight, Lord, to confess their wrong. Some of these little women with their hair bobbed, standing up here like they did last night, knowing that that's the truth. The Bible said so. It's a dishonorable thing. Isn't it a common thing for a woman to pray with her hair as her covering, with her covering cut off? She dishonors her head. How that's Christian teaching. And the great teacher that taught us that, Paul, said it. Galatians 1:8, if an angel from heaven comes preaching and everything else and that what I've already taught, let him be accursed. We know that it's the truth. Father, these precious ministers calling it out hour after hour, hour after hour. The congregation still staggering on. How their hearts long to see their church all filled with the Holy Spirit and like godly men and women sitting there in the Spirit so powerful in the place till every sin in the church be called out. Great wonders and signs take place like it did in the early days. Father, then we go from place to place giving our witness with our brethren. They see the Holy Spirit moving through different operations and know that it is God. Then they stand condemned and said, Lord, some man's sins goes before them, some follows. You're confessing theirs tonight, Lord, that it'll go before them. I pray that You help them, each one of them, Lord. And now, in consecrating their hearts to Thee, they give You their hearts, their lives, for service. What more can they do, Lord? Now, may the Holy Spirit, who brought conviction by His Word and by His presence to confirm His Word, to make it positive the truth, may He give to them that sanctifying potion that will give them the desire of their hearts in order to serve You. Grant it, Lord. One precious soul there said that the enemy was just trying to get saved and get right, and the enemy kept making her say bad words against God or bad thoughts against Him. I pray, Father, now as Your servant, I rebuke that devil. Go off of that woman. Leave her alone. May God of heaven fill her with the Holy Spirit. Satan, you can't bind her any longer. Turn her loose. Let her go. In the name of Jesus Christ, this church, the Holy Church of God, prays in one accord that that devil shall never return to her again. May she go now in the peace of God through Jesus Christ's name. We consecrate this to You, Father, for Your glory. Amen. Now, without one shadow of doubt in your hearts and minds, now just upon the basis that God made the promise, you've come to consecrate your life, and you believe with all your heart that standing at this altar tonight, telling God that you're sorry for what you have done, that you will live a different life from this on, do you believe God hears your prayer and you'll be able to do it? Raise up your hand to Him and say, I accept You, my Lord. Amen. God bless you. That's good. Now you can go to your seats and know it's all over. I believe it. You believe it, everybody in there? Now how many of you out there is sick and didn't get... the Holy Spirit never calls. I've seen four or five. It's kind of gone from me now, that discernment. But I've seen somebody back in here, and then back in the back, standing back there. But I don't remember what it was. That light was over them. I've seen what's taking place. But the Holy Ghost is here, friends. Do you believe it with all your heart? Yes. Now, how many here has got the baptism of the Spirit? Raise up your hand. All right? The Bible said these signs will follow them that believe. Will you lay your hands on each other? Let me pray for you from the platform here. So it's 10 o'clock now, 5 minutes to 10. As the next service coming out, yes, honey.
Sure.
In Jesus' name, may he go and be healed of this asthma and may it never bother him again. Amen. Bless your heart. He's going to leave you. You're going to be a good, strong, healthy man. Almighty God, we are your children by faith in Christ Jesus. We are members of the body of Christ by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We are sojourners here on earth, pilgrims, knowing that heaven is our home and this is not our abode here. So we look to things that are above. Now we believe that we're in heavenly places in Christ, that the power of Almighty God settle over this building. I come into every heart. Satan, we adjure thee by Jesus Christ, the living God, that you leave this people. Come out of them, Satan, and go from them that they can be made well. Through the name of Jesus Christ. How many believes it? How many is convinced?
Amen.
How many is concerned? Raise your hand and say, I am concerned, I am convinced that this is the truth, that I am now convinced that by stripes I'm healed. I'm now convinced that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is right. I'm now convinced that Jesus Christ is in our midst. What did John say? There's one standing among you. One standing among you who you know not. I'll have to change that part of it tonight and say, there's one standing among you who you see not. That's the Holy Spirit. He is the one. Amen. That makes every promise true. Do you believe it with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind? Rise up to your feet and accept it then as your healing, as your salvation, whatever you may be. Remember, the next service tomorrow night is at Brother Outlaw's church. Brother Outlaw down in Phoenix tomorrow night. Let us raise our hands now and sing this song to God. I don't know where I started out. I love him because he first loved me. All together. I love you.